and just about the other half of the world. And God's called us to go from the state of Kansas and our sending church and First Baptist Church Mission, Kansas, and go a long ways away. I know the Lord's called us to go and directed us to go. And maybe you're not very familiar with Cambodia itself, and it's not a very large country. It's a country about the size of our state of Oklahoma. Oklahoma has about 4 million people. Cambodia has about 16 million people, but far, far less Baptist churches, and that's the purpose of why we're going. And Cambodia has many, many needs, as a small country, but the primary need is the gospel, and that through the Bible pattern of churches, starting churches, and again, they have many needs, but the primary need is Baptist churches to be rooted and grounded in the truth of the Bible and be discipled, and that others would be trained, and that nationals would be lead the churches, and even as I stand here before you, and just that I know that there's nothing that I can do myself, and just talents and abilities, but it's the Lord working through us, and even as the Lord has worked on my heart through the years, and just give you a very brief testimony of how the Lord's directed in my life over the years. And I was saved at the age of 15. I had grown up in a Christian home, but saved at the age of 15. And it was in the youth conference connected with Heartland Baptist Bible College, and back in 2004. And through the youth conference, the Lord convicted me of my need to be saved. And then after I was growing in my church, I knew what the Lord wanted me to do after high school, and to go to Heartland and to be there and to learn and to just grow as a Christian was the purpose God had given me at that time. I knew I wasn't called to preach at that time, but I knew where God wanted me to be. And many times in life we just as the simple steps of faith to do what God wants you to do at the time, and even as many times people talk about that, well, it must be a great leap of faith to take your family to around the other side of the world to be missionaries, but really from my perspective, it's small steps of faith and just following the leadership of God one step at a time. And just as I mentioned, the Lord had led us to be there at Heartland, met my wife there, my wife Valerie. We got our daughter here, Lydia, now, and thankful for the Lord's blessings. And after Bible college, we moved to Berean Baptist Church in Stratford, Missouri, where the Lord allowed us to serve there for about 6 years. And it was there that the Lord worked on my heart to surrender to the call to preach that the Lord had used. During that time, the Lord used a preacher in the book of Acts in chapter number 8 with Philip and the eunuch, and how that God called Philip to go. And just many times in that as well, we like to know why God is calling or where God is calling. But many times in the Bible, God just calls us to go and expects us to obey. And so I know the Lord had called me to preach within that, but it is even several years of waiting and just uncertain exactly what God wanted me to do, and just during that time, just rather than focusing on what is unclear, just focus on what is clear, and just serve in your church and wait until God has the perfect timing for you, and God leads best in His timing, not in our timing. And about 4.5 years ago, the Lord directed for us to move back to my home church up in Kansas City, and it was there we were just serving in our church and following my pastor's leadership at the time. There's me and two other guys that were called to preach, and we're just studying the doctrines of our Bible there in the church and preparing to be ordained within our church was the goal within that, and my heart's desire was just to seek the Lord on what He would have us to do, what the next step would be. And my heart's desire at that time was to pastor a church in the area, but the Lord was directing in our hearts different ways, and later used a missions conference and used specifically the Judges chapter number 6, and just where I was in our study right after the missions conference, just within our adult Sunday school class. I know the Lord used that passage and that with Gideon and how that God was calling Gideon. And God told Gideon, go in this thy might. That it wasn't Gideon to defeat the Midianites ahead, but it was God working through Gideon. And same way as we prepare to go to Cambodia as well, it's not me, but it's just the power of the Lord working through us. And so even just within that, I'm thankful I can stand up here and tell you that God can use you. It's not anything special within me or special within Brother Moore, but it's all the greatness of our God. And so I know the Lord's called us to missions, and we were able to take a survey trip April of last year, and the Lord confirmed through the survey trip and used Judges chapter number 7 in my life to just show me God's sufficiency within that. And as Gideon was preparing for the battle, God showed Gideon very, very clearly that he was in it. God's able to show you clarity through his word what he wants you to do. So just follow the will of God. Follow what God wants you to do. And again, we started deputation January of this year, and just thankful for the working of God through all that. And our goal at this time is to be on the field summer of next year. And just as we finish deputation, finish up things back home and things, and prepare to go. And so pray for us in that not only as we travel, but all many, many decisions between now and then that have to be made. And so we ask that you'd pray for us in that. And we plan to go to the capital city of Phnom Penh, about 4 to 5 million people there. And there we'll do language school and learn the language of Khmer, and just trust the Lord, guide us in that and be able to learn the language effectively, to be able to teach and preach in their language. And so we just ask your prayers in that. And we'll certainly be around after the service. If you have any other questions, anything I didn't have time to cover here this morning, please grab one of our prayer cards and please pray for us. We'll be in Hebrews chapter number 11 here this morning. Hebrews chapter number 11. Many times, and those that are familiar with the Bible, you hear of Hebrews chapter number 11, and no doubt the first word that would come to your mind would be that of faith. But as we consider faith and within that, and just faith is just following what God wants us to do and trusting Him rather than trusting us. And the more that we grow as a Christian, the more we depend upon God for faith, rather just than depending upon us. And so we'll read the text here and learn from the text in the life of Abraham specifically. Hebrews chapter number 11 and verse number 8. The Bible says, "By faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out not knowing whither he went. By faith he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore innumerable. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is an heavenly, wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. By faith Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said, that in Isaac shall thy seed be called, accounting that God was able to raise him up, even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. We'll stop the reading right there, and let's go to Lord in prayer as we just continue to seek the Lord's help. Lord, I thank you for the time here now. Lord, I thank you for this wonderful text here before us and that which you've recorded for us to learn and to live by. And Lord, I pray that you would just help us, Lord, to be men and women of faith. And Lord, I pray that you would just help us not to lean to our own understanding of things, because we don't understand. I pray that you'd just help us to seek you and what you'd have us to do. Lord, please continue to give me the words to say. Lord, I thank you for your goodness, your grace in our lives. Thank you for these people. Lord, I pray that you'd just help us to focus our hearts and attention on you. We do thank you, Lord, and I pray this in your name. Amen. You may be seated. Faith itself is simple, yet faith is very difficult. I say it's difficult because we like to be in control. We like to dictate how things go or how we respond in situations. But when we consider true biblical faith, it's not just blind optimism or based on feeling, but true biblical faith is based upon the character of God. And that we can, I can stand here and with the Bible open, I can stand here and say that you can have faith in God today because of who God is. The object of our faith makes all the difference in the world. If I were to say that you were to have faith in one of these guys here on the front row, you'd say, maybe not. But because faith is based upon God and the character of God, these guys, they may be good guys, but they're not the dependable character that God is. And just the reality as we look here at Abraham and Sarah, and we consider their lives, and just that we could take the time and another time to read through Genesis and all that Abraham went through and all that Sarah went through, and we see that Abraham grew in his walk with God, and the reality is that we ought to continually be growing and continually be drawing closer and closer to God. And again, we like to know the details, and we like to know the whys of life and the questions of life, but that's not how faith works. Hebrews 11:1 tells us, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now, we don't know what lies ahead, therefore trust in God. Therefore depend upon what God wants us to do, how God wants us to live. Now, I think even just my favorite aspect of faith is that it requires no special talents and abilities, but rather even I think faith becomes easier in the absence of our talents and abilities. Because when we begin to be lifted up in pride and think that I can do something, think that I can achieve something within myself, that's when it becomes less about faith and more about me. And rather than depending upon what God wants me to do, I just look at my own talents and abilities and think that I can achieve when we come woefully short. We just need to continually grow in our walk with God. And even just that obedience and faith are two of the most elementary aspects of the Christian faith. But yet the more that we grow with God, the more you ought to recognize how far you have to go. Don't stop growing. Don't stop depending upon God. And even as we here just in a moment, we'll look at just the life of Abraham and then how that God came to Abraham in Genesis chapter number 12. But then later, I believe in Genesis chapter number 18 or 21, when God came to Abraham again. Abraham, it was a greater thing for Abraham to sacrifice his son in verse number 19 than it was even for God calling Abraham to move locations in verse number 8. Abraham just continually grew unto the Lord. One man, George Mueller, said that God delights to increase the faith of his children. We ought, instead of wanting no trials before victory, no exercise for patience, to be willing to take them from God's hand as a means. I say trials, obstacles, difficulties, and sometimes defeats are the very food of faith. We should take them out of his hands as evidences of his love and care for us in developing more and more that faith which he is seeking to strengthen in us. Many times, just within our hearts, we could say, "Well, I don't want the trials. I don't want the obstacles, the difficulties of life." But even as George Mueller said, the trials, the difficulties, the obstacles of life are the food of faith. So that we can look at the times when God has brought us through and look at the character and nature, look at the character of God and just see how good God is and grow and depend upon God more and more. Verse number 8, we see Abraham says, "By faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out, not knowing whither he went." We could look back in Genesis chapter number 12 and see that God called Abraham to leave the land that he knew, the land, the Ur of the Chaldees, and go to a new land. Well, where's that at? God said, "I'll tell you when you get there. I'll tell you when the time is right." And just as we could place ourselves in Abraham's situation and just within that, and just the, well, it'd be difficult. But rather, it's just an aspect of faith. God telling Abraham to go, Abraham obeyed. And just even within our situation as well, and God calling us to go around the world to Cambodia, and that just even, well, in our situation, we've got Google Maps, we've got YouTube to be able to kind of look ahead, see how things are, and within those, Abraham didn't have that. But Abraham had even a situation that's far better than that, just trusting in God. God said to go, Abraham obeyed, and just exactly how God wanted him to respond. Regardless of the situation or magnitude of how we perceive of a situation being a situation of great faith or little faith, the object, the issue is the object of our faith. And believing and trusting in God. God said it, I'm going to obey God. The Bible says that Abraham went, not knowing whither he went or where he was going, and not knowing what lied ahead. In life, that's difficult because we like to know what's ahead. We like to know what's around the corner, what the next choice and decision is going to be. But that's not how life is. That's not how God lays things out for us, but rather God lays out in his timing and according to his will, not in our timing. Many times we think that things would be easier if things were in our timing and how that we plan things out to be. But may I just encourage you, just rest. Just wait on the Lord and on his perfect timing and his perfect will. Sometimes God requires us to do things that maybe don't make complete sense at the time. If you look back up in one verse, you see the situation where God called Noah. Imagine that situation. God tells Noah to build an ark. Okay, what's an ark? Well, it's the boat to prepare for the rain. What's rain? And we could go on and on with that. And that wouldn't make any sense to Noah's mind and to Noah's mentality within that. But it just says that Genesis 6, verse number 22 says, "Thus did Noah. According to all that God commanded him, so did he." That's just a great statement of faith. It's simple. It's just a basic statement of faith that God told Noah, Noah did it. That ought to be the testimony of my life and your lives, that God speaks, we obey. But many times it's not. Many times we let our human emotions, our human pride get in the way. God speaks, we say, why? We say, well, why is that? because God said. And that ought to be the testimony of our lives, just to simply obey God. Faith is just understanding that that God knows best, and that God leads according to His will and according to His timing. Abraham just simply waited for the leadership of God. I mean, certainly there are many times that within, even in Abraham's life, where Abraham didn't obey God and didn't do exactly what God had said. But overall, many times in Abraham's life, he walked with God according to faith and according to how God wanted him to live. And even as I consider just this time in our life of raising a young daughter, and she's grown up over almost a year and a half now, there's many times where she's maybe we're trying to feed her and get her ready for things, and just patience wouldn't be the characteristic that I would describe of our 16-month-old daughter. But I think in my situation, I don't think patience would be the characteristic that God would describe of me and of you. And just within, as God leads, many times we are impatient and try to lead according to our own understanding and according to how we think best, rather than just simply waiting on God. Recently, I was had a few days at home, and I was trying to work on a project there at the house, and had a part that was supposed to come in the mail through Amazon, and Amazon said it was supposed to come in at 10, but no later than 10 p.m. on that certain day, and I had to have that part to finish the project before we had to leave town again, and my Amazon said it's going to be there at 10 o'clock, and so even just within that, I could just kind of, I should be able to like rest, and well, Amazon said it's going to be there by the end of the day, and well, how could I know it? Amazon was going to deliver? Well, the reality is that we've ordered many, many packages from Amazon over the years, but even far greater than the dependability of Amazon is the dependability and nature of God. And just as Abraham could trust and believe in God, is because of the character and nature of God. Look at it in verse number 11. We see also the situation here where Sarah and her situation, she trusted and depended upon God. And verse 11 says, "Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised." It's just simply amazing here within the Word of God that the Bible records her faith. Even though we see in Genesis 18, we know that Sarah laughed at the situation, herself being old at the time and well past childbearing years, and within that, but God considered her faith and trusting in God, and evidently she had repented and changed her mind and trusted in the character of God. So we see at the end of verse number 11, it says, "Because she judged him faithful who had promised." That word "judge" there, it just means to a verdict based on the evidence. As we could consider a courtroom setting, and as a judge would preside over the case and hear the evidence of the lawyers and hear the evidence of the case and make a verdict based upon the evidence. That's what Sarah did in her situation. And even though, yes, she doubted, yes, she had questions within her mind, evidently there was a time in Sarah's life where maybe she just sat back and took in all the evidence of the nature and character of God and said, "God said, I believe." God had been faithful in her life all through the years, and her verdict was based on the evidence that God is faithful. I'm thankful that I can stand here today and say that God is still faithful. That God is faithful in your life, even when trials and situations don't seem to be going to your pleasing. That God is still faithful, and even in times when it seems to be hard. In times when things don't seem to be going according to your liking, according to your pleasing, that God is still faithful then. And you can take time and read the Word of God and fall on your face in prayer, and I guarantee you'll come to the verdict that God is still faithful in your life. Sarah just showed faith in that she trusted God and judged God faithful within that. Just recognize the character within the trustworthiness of God as well. In Genesis 21 and verse 1, in Sarah's situation, says, And the Lord visited Sarah as he had said, and the Lord did unto Sarah as he had spoken. Just as God said would happen, God did. God is trustworthy. God is worthy of your trust. God is worthy of your faith. And we can have faith in God today because he is faithful. Look at Abraham in verse number 17. I'm going to skip down in verse number 17. It says, by faith Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac. And he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said, that in Isaac shall thy seed be called, accounting that God was able to raise him up, even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. Just here in this situation as well, when God told Abraham in Genesis chapter number 22, Abraham is supposed to sacrifice his only son. You know, the son that God had promised that God would bring through Abraham, and that God had promised through Abraham over the years, and just within that situation, no doubt there is time in Abraham's life of at that moment of hesitation, and Lord, why is this? And just within that, in verse number 19, we have another word there, gives us a description, and it says, accounting that God was able to raise him up. Accounting just means to take into inventory. As if Abraham, in that situation as well, just takes into inventory of all the nature and character of God and the faithfulness of God through the years, and comes to a decision within his life as well. I don't understand this. I don't understand why the situation is, but I know God has says it, and just taking into inventory that God is still faithful even within that as well. And I don't know your situation today. We could go around the room and be trials and difficulties in your life, and we have situations as well that we don't understand, but I know that God's still faithful. Regardless of whether we understand it or not, that's not the issue. The issue is whether we're going to follow God. The issue is whether we're going to, that when God speaks, whether we'll obey. If God's working on your heart to surrender to ministry, the issue is not whether you have a plan to make money a different means. The issue is whether you're going to trust in God and follow his will rather than your own will. And just the reality is that there's nothing better in my life than just serving God. And just so thankful for the Lord's working in our lives and just directing through us and just his working in through us, and not of ourselves, but it's all his glory and his honor. So very thankful for the Lord's working in my life, and I can't imagine going through life without depending upon God. God's so good to us. God's so faithful. Just trust in the Lord. Regardless of if you understand the situation or if you don't understand the situation, that's not the issue. The issue is the object of your faith and depending upon what he says, not just what you think, not just what you feel, but a verdict based upon the evidence of the faithfulness of God. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Lord, I thank you for your good.